Welcome to Primary Attribute, we're a Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian, I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they-them pronouns.
And this disembodied voice belongs to Adam. Hi, I'm the guy who plays a couple of furry fox folk friends, and today we're all using the he-him pronouns like we do on all the other days, but today we're in the meta.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse's, around, hanging.
And I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. No, I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic. Now, why should we start?
Let's hear that. Nope, keep it in.
Erin turned into a squeaking valve there.
It turned into a fucking tea kettle.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student pilot guy. We all use he, him pronouns, and we're going to 11.
Amazing.
Nice. Perfect.
As you may have guessed, it's quite Wit. Pitch perfect impression. Kelly couldn't make it tonight, so her chunk will either be edited in later or put in as part of one of the next episodes. We'll all find out together.
Wit's tombstone shall read, the guy who thought of that thing that you wish you thought to say.
A little wordy for tombstone.
Which he's about to just say better than I could have the whole time. He's about to one-up me on his own headstone.
No, I'm good.
Oh, fine. Yes, nothing, which is what I should have said.
You all should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It is the day after the 10th anniversary of Please Clap, so please rate, and you will make us very happy, and you will somehow make Jeb Bush shed sad, and that's
a joke for one quarter of our listeners.
Yeah, the cool quarter of our listeners.
The quarter of our listeners who remember, 10 years ago? It wasn't time. That long ago.
Was it only 10?
It was 10 years ago.
2015?
2016? Oh, buddy, you're living in the past.
Oh, dear God.
Did you know that it's 2026 now?
Yes.
And how can I help you internalize that?
I'm still doing that thing where all of my sixes just look crooked because they started as fives.
Yeah,
I understand.
Definitely fair. Have a lot of dates and a couple of my notebooks that clearly have a six drawn over the five that I wrote.
It's extra embarrassing when it's something you typed. I still don't know how I did that.
You just take the typewriter back one space and hit six really hard. It's fine.
It's like a combination of Alt Windows 5-6, 6-4-3 or something to like make the 5 over the 6 character that you can barely find in the character map.
I'm not familiar with that character, but I am familiar with my character.
Which you are going to level today, because everyone's leveling.
Oddly, that is 5 plus 6.
And someday you'll all be level 13, so we can make a 6-7 joke probably about 4 years too late.
Yeah, sounds right.
And will we be living the dream? Okay, so all the characters are leveling today, because bookkeeping is cool.
And that's why none of us are saying anything about the game yet.
The real game is math.
Yep, you're not hearing about what happened last episode.
It was all along.
You have now started an argument in our imaginary comments about whether RPGs are game mechanics or whether they're merely a structure for storytelling and how much math matters.
Come on, the answer to that question is yes.
Nope, sorry, it's an exclusive or. You can't choose both.
Fuck you.
There we go. Now we're in like Reddit RPG forum territory or RPG.net or any of them last time I checked. All right, so just in case it matters, everyone is now at a total of 325,001 experience points. I don't think anybody is on a different enough track at this point that matters, but
That would not put me up to even level 10.
Man. Oh, I am reading the rogues table because I did not scroll far enough. You're all up to 750,001.
Okay.
Meh.
If you were a rogue, you could be level 14.
So rogues... what is Cool Ranch Vaughn's? He's, so I think it's actually valuable to point out both Fuck. Of our, yeah, both of the Green Day Universe characters are advancing 2 levels today. They're fancy. They're just very quick learners because they had better study skills.
Ranger is 725,001. Does that help?
To get to level 11?
To get to level 11.
Yeah, okay. So you're level 11. Crick should be level 11. Cool Vaughns may have actually just leapt up more levels than I intended, which is has a lot of fascinating implications, honestly.
Jesus H. Christ, that is a lot of... How... Yeah, I mean... Ian, I think you gotta stop going off of the experience points.
Okay, you're all level 11 now.
It's just broken. It's just super, super broken.
It is admittedly predicated on the fact that rogues have a tendency to stick their hands into poison needles and or guillotines or pit traps or spikes.
Sure.
But yes, you're all level 11.
Chilchuck is always saying this.
Starts with poison needles.
Yeah, that would have been 14. That would have been level 14 if that was the case. Come on.
Trying to remember what other class.
Cool Vaughn's ears are perked up pretty hard right now. Just on that.
Yeah.
If Aerosene was still alive, she'd be level 13.
Yeah. But all right, so you're all level 11. This means a couple things. One, you get a whole new hit dice. The CNC purists who stopped listening to this podcast long ago are saying, but wait, doesn't it switch to a flat number of HP per level? Yes, but as you can tell by the fact that we just discarded the experience points, who cares? It's our game. So,
also, I rolled the same number that I would have gotten anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, bummer.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I rolled a 7.
Tanks. Tanks are good.
Can we count that all of our damage got reduced to 0?
Yeah, you also all fully heal.
Yay! Great. What die do I roll to determine how many more hit points my characters get?
I believe for original recipe Vaughns, you're rolling a D8.
Okay.
And for Cool Vaughns, you are rolling a D6.
Yep, it's a D6.
Thank you.
It's the next one over in the book, so it's very easy for me to look things up for the rogue.
Well, OG Vaughns is very excited at his fresh 8 hit points. Which, as we've learned from the monsters around here, doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot.
Is the difference between being up or going down on a heavy hit?
No. A heavy hit around here will take away a good 30 or 40.
Yeah, and several people were still standing. 2 of them got down to 2 HP.
Mm-hmm.
From different attacks, no less. Well, let's see. So the spellcasters also now gain level 6 spells, or level 6 concoctions, in Vaughn's case.
Oh, yeah, because he's not so much a spellcaster in the casting. So he casts it as in throws.
Spell chucker?
Yeah.
Spell eater?
Or I'd perhaps...
he casts it, and he casts it.
Attaches it to a fishing line? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Or, you know, casting seeds, or the die is cast.
Oh, yeah, that's really forging thing.
Sure. But all right. So let's see. So besides the spell levels, what does the ranger get? Stuff, probably.
Ranger doesn't get fucking anything now.
God damn
just another hit die and bonus to hit of 10.
You can do so much damage if you ever fight.
Yeah.
Humanoids or giants. Notably. Monstrous humanoids? ?
Yep. No, I got everything. I got the top. I got like the last ability that I would ever get at level 6. So
I'm just admiring the combat marauder thing that you've gotten to use exactly once.
I just realized Cool Vaughns gets to roll another die.
Oh, you have neutral?
Because he's going up 2 levels.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
I should stop reading the Rangers thing out loud.
So Cool Vaughns now has 55. OG Vaughns is now at 58.
You know, I wish that I had noticed that I have delay / neutralized poison. I probably could have helped May.
Yeah. Not like it comes up that often. You know, yeah. For next time.
Yeah. Yeah, next time you hit us with the most insane fucking magical creature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys have to land the city. It's probably not going to go unnoticed or unattacked. So all sorts of fun things could happen.
All right. I decided to learn a couple spells.
All right. What spells did you decide to learn?
For fifth level, I'm going to learn Major Creation. I can make anything up to 11 cubic feet in volume out of basically all Monday Dawn magical materials. So what do we need? I make an 11 cubic foot block of wood every day. It is permanent. I make two of them every day. It is permanent. I ruin the Arx's economy in
metal or gems.
No, it does fall apart after time. It's not permanent. I'm
they caught you.
Permanent in here. Oh, bummer. Oh well, still.
I mean, if it lives there long enough.
There is a permanency spell.
Yeah. Oh well, I make Green Day Grix a glider every day if I need to. And then I decided to, as my second spell to learn, I decided to learn a combination of Cloud Kill, Cone of Cold, Fireball, Ice Storm, Lightning Bolt, Magic Missile, Stinking Cloud, Wall of Fire, Wall of Force, Wall of Ice, Wall of Iron, Wall of Stone, or Web.
She just gets to choose?
Yep.
Right?
Greater Shadow Evocation.
Okay, I was going to say, what spell is that?
I was like, it's the Great Wall.
Permanency is only available to wizards. Bummer.
Beans.
Ian, how does one make an ODT file? What the hell is this?
I'm sorry. I should have converted it to a PDF. I will resend it. It's an open office file. Get with the program. It's the cool program that everyone uses and doesn't make people do exactly what you just did every time they get a file in that format.
Oh, like WebP.
WebP is the devil. I realize there's a purpose. It is the devil.
No, it's the devil. It doesn't really
have. It's for web. And who is web for?
Were the other graphic files insufficient?
I think it's more efficient, but also that super doesn't matter at this point.
It is demonstrably not more efficient in 5,000
file size.
Supposed
in
to
terms
speed up
of
times,
in terms
know.
Of partners and tech illiterate people.
Oh no, it's like, hell for the end user.
Here, put this on the Facebook page. I can't. Yeah. Oh, just edit this in Paint. Can't.
No, what you do is you print it out and you attach it to the wall and then you take a photo of it from 10 feet away.
Mm.
With a post-it note on it that says, pay for goddamn Adobe.
Yeah, no, Google made WebP to serve their own purposes and nobody else's.
Also, don't worry about paying for Adobe. They suck too. Software's a service.
Yeah.
Also, Grix, were you planning on paying for that second spell?
I was going to try to. I think I have a lot of money.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, because you guys, you didn't save the city, but people have a vested interest in you continuing to succeed.
Sure.
Everyone who's picking up spells, you get your normal free one and take two additional ones for free. Level. The university is like, sure, whatever.
I'm accepting sponsorships. If anybody wants to, like...
Frymeath is like, yeah, I don't want anyone else's children to die. Suddenly,
Frymeath is learning how to deal with having feelings again, and it's been interesting for him.
I love him. I wish I didn't.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh no, I just realized Frymeath is my Blorbo. I want good and bad things to happen to him.
What's Blorbo? Should I ask? Never mind, it's okay.
Blorbo from my shows.
It's the character you really care about.
Yeah, it's the character you really care about. I mean, I have many Blorbos, let's be fair. But I do think Frymeath is genuinely one of my Blorbos. Maybe I will start writing fan fiction about him.
Sweet.
What?
Is that sweet?
Is Blorbo a pronoun, an adjective?
It's a noun.
It'd be a name. It's a name.
It's a proper noun?
Yeah, it's a proper noun.
Okay.
It came from Tumblr. It's a I believe it was originally a Star Wars thing. It's like,
yeah,
who's that? So you know, your favorite character is the weird guy in the corner named Blorbo.
Oh no! In that instance, it was Glup Shitto.
I was trying to remember that so hard.
There was
shit was in it.
Basically, Blorbo is like generically your favorite character. It could be from, like, it's just, we all just say, oh, my Blorbo. Because everybody has their own Blorbo. Their one guy that they are, like, thinking about the most. They're rotating him in their minds. They want to think about him all the time. They want all of the good and bad things to happen to him. He's the one that they think about. He's just the guy. And you're just like, oh, yes, I know Blorbo. Blorbo from my shows. He's uh-huh. Blorbo from my shows.
Do you suppose you need that's to know his why name. Some more news has Wormbo?
Why, what has Wormbo?
Wormbo, some more news?
Don't know anything about that. What is it? I don't even know what you're saying.
Okay, that's okay.
You don't well, you to. Could enunciate. No. We want yeah, I can't to know understand what you're the saying.
Words. You know, some more news. It's
some more it's on news. The
YouTubes. It's, oh. Yeah, it's on the YouTubes.
Ah.
Okay.
Ah.
Sorry, we're not from... Apparently none of us are familiar with that.
Yeah. Well,
apologies.
Yeah, they're semi-satirical news. Around here, we can only watch news if it's funny.
Sure.
Oh, I've seen this group.
Mm-hmm. Too much real news and we get sad.
Yes, that's fair. I just get a news digest every day that tells me the headlines so that I am informed enough to know when shit's happening that I need to pay closer attention to.
Yes, I get that. But if I put it on in the air around here, it is too many.
Sure. This is just an email that I get every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read it, and then I delete it.
As if deleting it could fix it.
No.
But it stops you from redigesting stuff.
Yeah, it just doesn't do me any good to keep it in my inbox forever.
Yeah, when I delete it, I love to say, well, that's done.
I've just gotten into the habit of actually deleting things that I don't need out of my inbox. It feels very freeing.
I do that too.
I'm like, I'm actually never going to need this receipt. Literally, I will never need this receipt. If I need it, I will need it within the next 30 days, and it is in my trash until then.
Or I put things into appropriate files, and...
Yeah, I've just gotten into the habit of if I do need to keep it, it just goes into archive.
Yeah.
It's just archive. If it's in archive, I probably need it again. Or at least I need to know that it's there.
I got to
and
the folders.
I will search.
Yeah.
I'll search, and I will find it. Or I will search, and I will be like, where the fuck is it?
Yeah. Real quick, before I forget again. For Grix. And... Bonds, although Bonds, it's a higher level spell for you, because alchemically I figure it's more complicated. I put the Reconstruct spell in the chat. I put it in because I don't actually know if it's in the Player's Handbook, but it is in the Adventurer's Spellbook.
One of us needs it.
It lets you use magic to reveal lost or even hidden information, as it phrases it.
Yeah, and they would not have put this on this list if it weren't going to be an issue.
If you keep delving into old places, as you are... want to do, in part because I keep putting them in front of you and shoving you into them. Like one might shove someone into a pit trap.
Or have one walk over a trap door with a pit trap.
Yeah.
Or...
I'm a good GM who believes in player agency on how they want to walk over the pit trap.
What kind of car they're going to take on these rails.
That's right. Got a wide variety of choo-choo trains over here. If anyone made a gingerbread, that's the secret unlockable. Thank God for playing the holiday episode. So that's just there. I'm not sure how immediately relevant it might be, but it's the only kind of thing that would be potentially cool to have, but easy to miss when you're looking at stuff. So,
I mean, I figure this is going to be game breaking if one of us doesn't do something about this.
You will be fine. I just think it's really cool, and it mechanizes something that I hadn't seen mechanized in an interesting way.
Well, okay. Let's talk about utility. What else does it fix?
So, it is specifically for basically playing archaeologist. I'll just read the whole thing. So, time weathers all things, runes carved in a stone, prayers etched in a holy relics, names on blades. All things fade with time and use. When Reconstruct is cast, the incantations recall the hidden glyphs, and by touching them with their hands/fingers, the caster is able to temporarily restore the memory of these writings, making them appear as if new and freshly carved. The object in question must be relatively intact. The caster cannot, for instance, reconstruct a runestone that has crumbled to dust. Spell has some limitations. When used against soft or pulpy materials, such as paper or wood, the spell may destroy the item after reconstructing it. The item makes a successful challenge class check, and if it makes it, it doesn't explode. Once the spell's duration expires, the glyphs, runes, etc. fade back to the way they were. So if you find old half-destroyed... I will extend this to things that are partially complete. So if you find half a piece of paper with some writing on it and cast this, you will get to read the whole thing.
It does seem fairly useful. We do look at a lot of old stuff.
Is it generative? Can I build half a machine and then cast it to finish the machine?
Nope, it's specifically...
It's not AI!
So... So it's temporarily restore the memory of them, so trouble now. Now I'm trying to figure out if you built half a machine as an illusionist and then just cast it, being like, I'm pretty sure this is how the other half would work, if it would work.
Oh, well, I would just summon the whole machine.
Yeah, I feel like that would be easier, but...
Whole cloth, yeah.
I feel like Photoshop could do it, so magic's got to be better than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
If only despite Photoshop, yes. And then Aaron, for Jesse, is there any sort of equipment or gear you've been looking around for?
I'm going to be totally honest with you. I really feel like Jesse is about as well equipped as it is possible for her to be.
That's
like,
fair.
She's got the Masterwork Bastard Sword.
The Master Bastard.
With its addition of magic. And I don't know. I mean, like, we're probably going to have to fight a bunch of shadow stuff. So that's going to take care of her. Like, I mean, she's going to be able to do her, like, favorite enemy thing with that. So I don't know. I don't know that there's anything else you can give me. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I did go into being a ranger with my eyes open to the fact that I would kind of hit a plateau pretty hard. So I'm okay.
But does she need a cool hat?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she already has the, like, helm of the Iron Greek armor, so...
Oh, yeah, well, you're not going to put anything on top of a helm. How about a snazzy necklace?
Why are you saying things in that tone?
Adam believes in accessories.
Yeah.
We have a quota.
What here. Do you have in mind?
Wants Jesse to put one thing on instead of take one thing off.
Well, that's good, because Coco Chanel was a Nazi.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's good to know.
You run into a lot of that. Hugo Boss, Porsche. Disney wasn't so great either.
No, but I mean, Disney was at least making propaganda for our fascist state, so, you know.
Eventually, yeah.
Historically, everyone sucks, but some people suck way worse than others.
And way earlier.
Yes. Also, it occurs to me I forgot to give Vons two spells on the list I just sent. You also have access to Haste as a level 4 concoction, and Quench as a level 4 concoction. Quench is exactly what it sounds right.
We know how Haste works around here.
Oh yeah, it's not great. You're doing the equivalent of jamming a needle of adrenaline into somebody's heart. It's not good for them.
Oh yeah, I need to roll that, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So, with all of that extra time spent, you'd think they'd pick up some extra XP, but no.
So roll a constitution check on.
All right.
For Grix.
Let's go.
Let me triple check and make sure.
And I closed the tab instead of rolling it. Thanks, Whit.
Babe.
I just rolled it so hard it closed. It must have been a 20.
Oh, that would be amazing if you could use that
to gain XP. Oh, probably not good. A modified one.
Modified.
A constitution check?
Oh, with
well, saving level. Throw.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
12.
That's much better.
It is not a prime for you. You permanently lose one hit point.
Aw, the hit point I just got. Beans.
12 is the least prime beans. Number I can think of.
Well, I rolled a 2, plus 11, minus 1.
Yeah.
All right, back to 24 hit points.
Could always cut a deal with your demon representative.
No, trying to kick that habit.
Yeah, fair enough.
demon representative? Like, he's in the union?
Do you not remember that they made a deal with a Acetan?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
They now have demon representatives hanging out in the back of their heads.
This would be a great episode to do, like, a verbal recap of all of the season so far.
I don't know how to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Dear listener, cool shit happened, and now you're here.
A lot of cool shit. Or
I mean, we could just say things that we remember and explain what it means, maybe.
It's a little inside baseball, but all right. Also, I'm not entirely sure what the term inside baseball means. This is why I don't usually use sports metaphors.
That's fair. I think that that's generally, it's like a betting term, probably.
I just always assumed it meant like highly technical details about baseball.
Yeah, that. And like too much in the you know,
in the weeds.
Well, this guy has this stat, and this guy has this stat. So,
is in the weeds a sports metaphor as well? I feel like it might be. It could be golf. It could be fishing.
Probably golf, I bet.
It could be racing.
Well,
there's a lot of dis-scenarios with weeds to wander into in a variety of human situations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in most sports, weeds are bad, especially basketball or hockey.
Don't want weeds in your ice hockey.
Oh, God. I feel like a lot of these places are like just fake. AI garbage.
Probably.
I could go grab my heaviest dictionary and see if the phrase is in there.
So I see that for the wheelman class, I don't get anything after fifth level.
I probably forgot to write things. Okay, let me look at your class.
Well, I don't know if you intended for me to stick around this long.
I probably just wrote what I needed to get you into the game and then forgot.
Yeah, that's more like, yeah.
Try as he might, he hasn't managed to kill Steamboat Willie yet, who I'm pretty sure is not a Nazi, no matter what they say about Walt.
I'm going to take the brave step of saying that Steamboat Willie, at least the Green Day Grix instantiation, is not a Nazi.
I mean,
yeah,
yes, but also... I don't think that the original Steamboat Willie was a Nazi either.
I figure not, but
it was fairly. I feel like 1928 is too early to be a Nazi.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure that party hadn't developed yet.
Yeah, Hitler was still trying to make it as a painter.
Mm-hmm.
You get stuff at seventh level. and you can upgrade your vehicle.
It's not on my email.
It's weird. Okay, because I have version 02 draft, and I would have sworn I would have sent it to you instead of just staring into the void and not sending it. I will send it to you.
Search both your name and the wheelman, the word wheelman.
Yeah.
Wheelman returns three emails.
I will resend it in case I wrote it up and just either read it out at the time or didn't think to actually send it.
I can't wait for everybody to hear about our email troubles. If you would like to send us email.
Yeah. Letters at primaryattribute.com.
Yeah, dear listener, it's been a fucking minute since anybody sent us an email.
Yes.
We're just about to land the city. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Where should we land?
That's big stuff. Where should we land? Las Vegas, on the strip, definitely.
I mean, that sounds great, because I feel
gotta
like
get
that
home
would
to
just,
see my little girl.
Just feel it. What? No, what?
I also
my birthday is July 14th. My daddy comes home from prison on July 14th.
What?
Con Air.
Oh, no. I've only seen the ending of that somehow.
I'm a very angry like, John Malkovich.
Four times somehow I've seen the ending of that movie.
Completely unhinged.
Also, listeners, if you have ideas for movies we should keep in our back pocket for actings, let us know.
That one wouldn't be terrible.
I think it would be pretty bad. for an acting?
Yeah.
No, that's what makes it fun is the bad.
I feel like there are some movies where like they would be a good acting, but only if we actually knew what was going on. Like, I think that the reason that Fight Club worked so incredibly well was that really like well. We knew exactly what the fuck was going on.
You were fresh and you watched it together.
Even if we weren't always doing it in the right order?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I just had this flash in my head that I want to do thank you for smoking with Bonds as the main character.
Oh, that'd be good.
Oh. I like that movie.
I can't remember the last. I think I've only watched that movie one time in the theater when it came out.
Yeah, I've got that one on my short list.
Oh, you had to have watched it in London. That was a time. Yeah. Dave and I watched that movie a lot.
Sure, but like I genuinely don't remember watching that. I sure. remember Sophie. I mean, if we didn't have it on DVD or like on VHS in mm-hmm. that flat, like I don't know mm-hmm. that we actually did watch it. You know what I mean? Because I don't remember watching very many things that were not on TV. Abraxas, you're sinking.
Artax?
Artax, you're sinking. Yeah, no. Just have such a... yes, that.
This is going to be a very great, coherent episode.
You know?
From all of us.
Yes.
Let's maybe not do the never-ending story, though. That one...
No, that's fair, but like, I have a very visceral memory of watching that movie with...
Yeah, well, we were teasing it a lot. I'm a luck uh-huh. dragon. I like children.
No, I just loved that. Like, that watching that sure. was like a very nice memory.
That was a good one.
But it was on TV, so...
Yes.
Yeah, that is a certain, like, tonal shift. Something just being on TV in the first place.
Well, the other thing was, I think I had to leave for my job, like to go to my job, like in like 3/4 of the way through it. So I don't think I ever actually watched the ending of it.
That's a weird ending.
I don't
Both
know.
Of those things end so weird.
No, I think because I think we were watching it like on a Saturday afternoon, and I think I had to go to the pub for my shift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have to rebuild a pool. Sorry.
You have to rebuild a glider?
Yeah.
You can do Otherwise, that I'm in this time you have.
Fairly useless.
Will Reconstruct do it?
Reconstruct will help you build the memory of a glider. You can remember what it looked like.
I saved something from it.
Yeah, you saved
I think I saved the canvas.
I thought you saved the struts. Kind of like strapped them together.
Something. Listener, tell us.
You saved some portion of it, and you have enough time and money that you can rebuild it. Faster, stronger, sure. better than it was before. Sure.
Yeah, well, with 2 upgrades since then.
I genuinely hope the listeners throw some ideas for actings back at us.
And you do also have the squirrel suit.
I do have the squirrel. Oh, the squirrel suit. How do I attack with a squirrel suit?
You run really hard into something.
You know, I sew razor blades into the edges of it.
What could go wrong?
I was going to say, you might want a helmet.
Nah, helmets are for cowards. How do you look cool with a helmet on?
No, we're doing this Peaky Blinders style. Sew razor blades into the edges of the wings.
Avance, have you figured out any concoctions you might want?
I mean, I kind of gotta do this gummy rope situation.
All right, that's fun.
I mean, it's so utilitarian.
I wanted to get you another utility.
Yeah, plus there's something squishy about it.
And sticky.
And now he gets to pretend to be Weldroa a little bit.
Mmm.
Oh, are Weldroa and the sticky rope compatible?
I don't know. I mean, I think it would stick to Weldroa. It does remind me. I didn't write it in there, but unwilling creatures get a dexterity save to not get stuck.
Oh.
Because they should have some agency over this.
I mean, but it's so sticky, though.
To give context to the listener and Aaron and Wit, So one of the concoctions I wrote it for Vons, subject to some slight revision because I wrote it pretty quickly, is a gummy rope, a stretchy length of sticky cord spring-loaded into a concoction jar. Upon opening one end, it springs out in a straight line and attaches to the first object it hits. While it's extending, you can grab the near end or attach that end to another object or creature near you. Once attached, the gummy rope will retract to a length of 3 feet. This will drag objects towards each other or draw one towards the other if one is affixed strongly enough. The amount of weight this rope can move is equivalent to 50 pounds per caster level. If the amount to be moved weighs too much, the rope will break, and at the end of the duration, which was meant to be 1 minute per caster level, the rope grows brittle and disintegrates, dropping all objects attached to it. It's basically a sticky, world's most powerful bungee cord.
The only problem I see is the 3-foot limitation.
I mean, The thing about the 3 feet is that's where it retracts to. It goes much further than
Oh.
Sorry, I didn't get a chance to write that in.
But, so it's like a hookshot from Zelda, but not
yeah,
a chain.
Yeah, you can attach the other end of the hookshot to... Yeah, except sure. You can attach the other end of the hookshot to, like, the boulder next to you and then throw it. Yeah, so you shoot out, it stretches, and then once it reaches full length, there's attached at both ends, it contracts really hard. I will say that it is not stiff in the middle once it finishes retracting. So maybe don't ride the giant boulder directly into the ceiling and think that 3 feet will save you from getting smushed.
Oh, because it's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I say it's basically a bungee cord. So yeah. Also don't use it to tow cars.
I mean, we can get up to some Wile E. Coyote shit with this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And isn't that what Vons has really always been?
What is the maximum range of it?
I hadn't decided yet. I was going to put it in the...
How about just till it hits something?
No. You don't get to pull down
line of sight.
Yeah, it does require a line of sight. But
I'm saying the range is line of sight. If I can see it, I can hit it.
No. Let's say 300 feet and I have the very strong ability to revise that.
Well, that's a good range.
That's really far. That's
but it's so fun.
That's a football field.
It is.
That's farther than Jesse. I think that's farther than Jesse's like range with the bow.
Okay, I will look up the range increments for a bow and use that as a fair basis because that makes sense.
That's still very far, but I'm in favor.
My range is 110 feet with a bow.
But I believe that's an increment.
The short range increment. Yeah.
Hmm.
So there's like a medium and then a long, yeah. And then possibly even a
and
very long.
And it is magically propelled out of a jar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say it's 100 feet. That's easier to keep track of.
That seems very reasonable.
And I can fit it on a map. That's always nice. As I currently play my favorite sub game, look through the Castle Keeper's part of the handbook to figure out where any of the rules are for combat.
I'm playing my favorite sub game, reformatting a PDF after pasting it into a document.
You could have sent it to you as a text file.
not better.
Fair enough. All right. Ranged weapons also have range increments, and they have a maximum effective distance equal to 3 times the listed range increment as detailed in the equipment list. Listed range increment is considered to be close range. Twice that is medium and 3 times as long. Medium range results in a -2 penalty to the range attack roll, and long range results in a -6.
Okay. Well.
But we also, like, fudge that stuff to the greatest degree possible. Because it's all theater of the mind here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you normally aren't fighting stuff that's far away anyway.
I can't remember I think that there has been one single time that there was anything I was trying to shoot at a greater range than the range that I have written down.
Yeah,
it's hard to have a 300-foot
space underground. Yeah.
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 You shoot someone across the spires.
Or across that, like, any of the crystal rooms, maybe.
Yeah.
I just got to reattach parts.
I was hoping like that one.
The spell, reattach parts.
Yes.
Just the name alone. Everything but the head.
Be a better daddy than Frankenstein's.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. Just be a better daddy than Frankenstein's.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. So
or Frankenstein's parts. Monsters.
Or Frankenstein's monsters.
Yes.
Did they have parts. Kids?
Did they? Sure, somewhere in the expanded universe they did.
No, Frankenstein's monster's father is Frankenstein.
And Frankenstein's father is
his
Frankenstein's
father. Yeah.
Yeah, but to be a better daddy than Frankenstein's monster.
Oh, I mean, we don't know what kind of daddy Frankenstein's monster is.
I mean, on the monsters, he was pretty good.
Yeah, you did fine.
I do, like, have a very slight desire to, like, write fanfic of the new Frankenstein movie where he's just, like, a guy in, like, modern day because he can't die, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, like, hanging out. I just he should be in the club.
Did you see the new Munsters movie? The one that Rob Zombie did?
No, I didn't, no.
It's surprisingly good.
Well, I mean, I feel like everything that Rob Zombie has done,
Has been somewhat surprisingly good.
Yeah. Everything I hear is, no, he's a decent director.
Mm-hmm.
He rates, yeah.
He's doing fine. I still can't understand anything he said in what was it? Thunder Kiss 65. Like, what were those lyrics?
I have no idea.
But
yeah, I'm sure they're online somewhere, right? Could look them up.
But why ruin the mystery?
Yeah.
When you care about something, you want to know everything there is to know about it.
True.
It's like you can't understand a word of it till he says 65. Then you're like, okay, fine.
You're like, it all makes sense now.
Back to the guitar riff.
But all right, so reattaching parts. A spell that Vons could get. Well, concoction spell that Vons could get. Works to reattach everything but the head of a victim after an attack. So long as the head is attached to the body, the rest of the pieces can be reassembled even if they were blown to bits. The spell completely heals the wound and does at least 20 points of healing restoration. The victim cannot have been separated from the body part being reattached any longer than 8 hours or the spell will not function. It has a material requirement of a small gold bar valued at 15 gold coins, which is used up in the casting of the spell. You are essentially using an alchemical equivalent that is mixed into the concoction to make your magic flesh glue. Also notable and a big change from the original version, the victim cannot be dead. Your person needs to have at least nominally survived the attack in some way.
Aww.
Yeah, well, he's going to be so mad.
Oh.
Like, now I learned this?
Yeah.
I know where that leg went.
Well, it's also magical, right? So,
but it's also been not attached for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah, I know. Just it's one of those things that would have been useful at one point.
Yeah, so it's magical. It'll find its way eventually. It's just not going to be in the condition you remember it in. And floppier.
Yeah.
Probably smelly.
It was probably at least partially eaten.
Yeah, just, I was going to say, just hope something didn't eat it.
Brr. It went on a little adventure down a river. But yeah, so you can glue people back together. I did briefly consider, or I did seriously consider, giving you a version of Ray is Dead that had an extremely short time limit, like rounds. But we haven't had any Raising Dead so far, so kind of wanted to keep it with that for now.
I mean, that presents interesting dynamics.
But here's the thing. If we had had Ray's Dead, if we had had the option of Ray's Dead, the couple of times that people have died and,
this would let you
know,
me kill you.
What?
I said this would let me kill you.
This would let you actually kill us. And then we'd have to try to get, you know, undead. Or rather, realived.
Uh-huh.
I'll think about it because I need to figure out the time limit. But yeah, the time limit would be in, like, rounds, not minutes.
Mm.
Yeah.
The idea being it's the concoction equivalent of previously mentioned adrenaline shot to the heart. Like, you have to be right there and do it right then. And even then, there will still probably be a check to make it work.
So I get 4 upgrades to my vehicle. The only vehicle I currently have is my squirrel suit.
Which is rad. Jets? You gonna add jets?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I need some kind of booster.
Propulsion.
Yeah.
I guess you could add 2 jets or 4 jets. But well, I would
like
say stop
two,
at 2
shots.
So that...
Yeah, probably. Right. And then you save the rest.
Well, because you're going to need some landing gear.
No, I don't. It's got legs.
Oh. Well, I guess.
It's got my legs.
Maybe some little wheels.
And then I'm also thinking maybe one of these canisters of sticky shot to, like, do an assisted...
Oh, like on a aircraft carrier.
Yeah, like a slingshot. Or like for tight maneuvering, like, you know, I'm cruising down a canyon and I need to make an extremely hard left turn.
Like a Batmobile.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like drifting.
Yeah.
Like assisted drifting.
Exactly. And then I'm not razor blades, but I do think like retractable arm scythe things.
I like it.
For flyby.
And yeah. You have the ability to attack the vehicle.
Sweet.
Got it at 5th level.
Sweet.
Yeah, you can have blades.
Cool. All right. Just call me Grix Steamboat Blades Willy.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Uh-huh. You have to have extra parentheses or quotation marks around the middle interjected nickname.
Oh, it's very important.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well. Despite still having the -2 to his constitution, Green Day Grix has now surpassed regular Grix for hit points.
Amazing.
Because of D6s versus D4s.
You have to build a lot of body strength for piloting that hang glider.
Uh-huh. All right.
Oh, the other thing I should run past Fawns while I'm thinking about it. Burp. Did you want a weapon that could be considered a war crime? I realize I'm
What's
really selling
crime?
It. There you go.
What's a war? Spirit.
That's a crime. Regular, that's regular Vons, yes?
Yeah. What a crime. Crime is what the guards accuse you of when they're trying to keep you down.
Oh, technical jargon.
Like you can't steal things or break that.
Right? Like, I'm pretty sure I'm able to do that. I don't know why they say I can't.
Basically, do you want sticky fire? Something you could shoot out of your sprayer that would stick to the opponent and then burst into flame shortly after.
No one say the normal word for that. That's how a podcast gets flagged. I don't know. Maybe. Which is that one of the things in this list here? Is that
I'm realizing I probably should converted flaming shot to be that, because flaming shot otherwise has kind of shit damage. It is very precise. It would mostly be the flavor text justify why flaming shot works the way it does, because flaming shot does 68 damage and more importantly doesn't have an AOE.
See, I realized after a couple seconds that you said 6d8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what I heard really was 68.
It really sounded like 6-8.
Yes.
The sequel to the meme.
You roll six of the eight-sided dice.
And the prequel to the other meme.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. The sex number.
Yeah.
The ignored middle child.
It's just sitting there feeling awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that could be the flavor with how flaming shot works. But what were you going to say?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, I keep reading the wrong lines. In DevNote, this is a line of effect. It does not have an AOE. Just line of sight. Okay.
As long as no one gets between you and your target.
and that has value when you're dealing with cave systems. Another closed-in space. Although that's not always going to be... Oh, wait. We need to consider... And I suspect Wit already has been, and in fact, probably everybody has been but me. We're going to be maybe on the ground soon.
Mm-hmm.
Or fighting corrupted things. Did we decide that corrupted were weak to fire, like, at all? Or does it just do more damage than poking them with sticks?
I think it just does more damage than poking them with sticks.
Yeah.
By the nature of fire bad.
Yeah, by the nature of the fire stuff available, it will generally do more damage because most of those fiery things are spells or explosives or both.
Yeah. So we haven't discovered an actual weakness for the corrupted yet.
Sunlight.
Oh, well, okay, there's that.
Honey.
Actually, did we slather our friend in the chair also? Is he still in that chair or cage or whatever?
They're on the ground.
When's the last time we visited
we
him?
Haven't talked to them in a very long time.
Yes.
I hope they take him for walks from time to time.
I mean, I think that he was not going to be in the cage, like in the like prison cell
Speaking
anymore.
Speaking of war crimes, yeah.
Now the Jinkies have no agency. They were like, well, those people in those orange vests didn't tell us we could let him out, so...
It's Dwarf Fortress. We didn't allow action on the cage.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the Jenkies are dwarves.
I hope they've set them up with like some fun Sudokus or something. Poor guy. All right. So we don't have any... did we try slathering him with honey?
We did slathering him with honey.
He wasn't thrilled about it.
No. It didn't feel good.
But it didn't like do anything...
Got injected in the
good
veins.
Or yeah, okay.
You did manage to, you know, get the corruption out of him, but that was not via topical application.
Oh, we got the corruption out of him eventually? Did we? Good. Is he nice now?
He was all right. Mostly traumatized.
Oh, Vons tried to apply a concentration of honey to Shad, and Shad got really agitated and threw the honey vial against the door in unhappiness.
Yeah, that.
I found the HTML version of my notes.
Hell yeah.
Ah.
But neat. Yes, we did eventually cure that specific corrupted individual of the corruption.
By treating him like a biscuit?
No, mm-hmm. By administering the potion.
There was the a whole potion.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. There was a whole cure potion.
It may depend on how you personally make biscuits, I suppose.
I guess.
It turns out that cure potion is made from mostly butter and honey. Touch of jam.
Mm.
Blowing up the grad student's spot. Chemical formulas are just a Martha Stewart cookbook. You were also working on making like sunlight grenades at one point, but I'm not sure they ever got fully started out. I think they were just in promising trials.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we were trying to figure out all kinds of things. Ian, you got some homework by the time we get to the ground.
Oh,
yeah.
I swear.
That was a Vaughn's thing. Okay.
It was.
None of the rest of us dealt with that. It was not.
But I feel like I would have at least like remember. I
think it might have been an offhand mention that like the grad students had considered it as a possibility for like the stuff that was too strong to actually use as a cure, but they hadn't gotten to building it.
We were also looking for defensive options for the base.
Yeah, I think you were talking about using it to save guardian lives, but it's been a while, obviously.
I mean, concentrated sunlight grenades does sound really good, and also like my hope punk band name.
Oh, that was the issue. You have to go somewhere with sunlight to make them, which is why you weren't able to make any right away.
Oh,
I feel like I remember that happening like before you guys left.
Wait, I mean, is the valley considered sunlight enough for that to work?
Oh yes, you just didn't have time to go there, if I remember right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Because I think it came up briefly, essentially, between when you got back from the ground or on your way back and going on this adventure to the core.
Hmm. Sure. Well, you know who's going to the valley? Who's an alchemist?
Who?
Lucky?
Kindness.
Ah.
Yeah.
So maybe she can work on that.
She does have a sunny disposition.
Actually, she's a little salty.
Oh, who knew kindness is salty?
Just because she got the virtue name doesn't mean she's an actual, like, doesn't mean she's actually nice.
It doesn't work like that after you consider my entire list of potential child names. Like, is generous to parent, puts in good retirement home. It's long, but I think it'll fit. If I write small enough on the naming papers.
Going back to Puritan names.
Public universal friend.
Well, they gave themselves that name, mm-hmm. So what are we still waiting on, if anything?
How many concoctions do I get to discover?
You get 3 this level, because the city is financing your continuing education credits.
that's smart for them.
This will result in you all being shoved outside as they're landing the Ark, so you know there's trade-offs.
Well, yeah. We're probably going to do that anyway. I mean,
probably.
What, were we just going to hang out and try to defend the base the whole time?
From the inside. Just staring at the doors, sweet. Wondering if they'll make it through.
Huh, that's a big one.
Thud. Taking bets on if whatever hit it splattered.
All right, well, I've got the option to grab heal. CT1.
Casting time 1. So you just cast it right away. So for heal, you probably guessed it by the name, but this powerful curative enables the caster to wipe away disease and injury. Completely cures all hit point damage, all diseases, blindness, deafness, and all temporary ability damage. It neutralizes poisons in the subject system so that no additional damage or effects are suffered. It nullifies the feeble mind spell. It cures mental disorders caused by nature, spell, or injury to the brain. We will not unpack that. Not sure exactly what it means by nature. We'll just say if it is an effect that was put on you by somebody else, this can fix it.
So I don't need therapy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're not going to unpack that.
Be a case-by-case basis, but you probably still need therapy.
Oh, shit. I wonder. No, I mean, so I wonder if the people who currently have, you know, extra demon hang representatives hanging out, if they took that, would that make the extra demon people go away?
Well, then you start getting into, like, the pedantics. Like, is that a mental disorder, or is that really just additional order?
Real quick, I'm going to note that heal does not remove negative levels, restore permanently drained levels, or restore permanently drained ability scores. The reverse of the spell, harm, drains the target of all but 4 hit points and causes disease in the subject. A heal cast upon an undead creature affects it as if the harm spell were cast on it. A harm spell cast upon an undead creature acts as if the heal spell were cast.
And we established that
harm was the thing that Wealthy got hit with.
Yeah. Okay. What?
But as far as the demon riding around,
Wealthy's undead.
Probably not. Wealthy is not undead.
I don't
know.
It was just a thought.
No, it was a good thought. Just a
yeah.
They're kind of magical ride-alongs rather than
mental disorders.
Rather than fair like enough. A reprogram of the brain.
Fair enough.
They're like Wealthy riding around in Sidra. Sort of.
Yeah, it's like a squishy mech.
That's right. Sidra the squishy mech.
Squish.
Very flattering framing.
Yeah.
Squishy unappreciated mech.
Should have convinced her to pick up that third set of bones. They were magic bones.
If you have enough bones, you can have a rigid mech. Just bone
keep
armor.
Piling them on. Eventually walking around like one of the Lost Boys in Hook, just like wearing bones all on you. It's a good look.
There is a RPG where you, it's set in the Norse, during the Norse apocalypse, Ragnarok, and Norse wizards have built mechs out of giant bones, like giant skeletons.
Sick.
Yeah, it's all magical.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which makes you wonder why they're limiting themselves to mechs, but all right.
Because mechs are cool.
Mechs are cool.
Yeah. They're just like, well, we're Vikings. The main goal is looking badass. So considering the peril we're walking into, heal doesn't seem like something we can easily pass up. But between my very utilitarian thing, my typical healing thing, I feel like I need another thing that is good for stuff. General purpose, easy to use.
You don't have enough like gases that fill up a space.
Well, that's just because you haven't spent time around Vons personally.
No, like an alchemical gas, like a sleeping gas or a.
Well, we have like the healing gas.
Fart joke.
Oh, I guess there is that one.
Okay. Check. Yeah, I got the healing gas.
I feel like the problem with like gases is
friendly fire.
We just can't.
Yeah, he does like fire.
No, I mean, like, the problem with gases is you kind of can't control them.
Sure.
They do blow around. But if that is something you are interested in, we can look at rigging up a spell to act as a gas. You're an alchemist. Weirder things have happened.
Well, I think what we're more interested in than anything is getting that cure for the corruption going. And even weaponized cure. That's my metal band, punk metal thing. Mm-hmm. It's a protest band. Mm-hmm. You know, they've opened for KMFDM.
Mm-hmm.
Resistance.
I bet this is what I found when we were talking about this, because this looks familiar. Okay, so there is a level 5 cleric spell called Breath of Light. It involves capturing sunlight in a vessel, releasing it in whole or in part in the future.
Oh, but we don't have any clerics.
Well, spoiler alert, a lot of Vons' concoctions list is a lightly relabeled cleric spells.
Yes, that's true. But I do feel like this one is even more, like, holy flavored.
Yeah, that would be the line, wouldn't it? Like, this. Yeah, Vons' use of cleric spells has definitely been like, well, what if a cleric were also kind of an atheist?
So, I mean,
what if a cleric were both an atheist and an asshole?
I love that there is a, if the light is held in a holy water sprinkler, which I'm sure means something specific, but I'm just imagining someone running around with like the super soaker equivalent of a sprinkler, just trying to throw droplets onto things.
Like the greenest lawn you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, a holy water sprinkler is a is totally a thing in Catholicism.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, I was pretty sure it was a real thing. Just so I think I remember actually pulling this passage out for you at one point. I just don't know where it went. Like, I think we, again, I think we talked about it at one point and then moved on. So one of the options for this is by destroying the vessel, such as throwing it on the ground, smashing it, etc., the light explodes from the vessel. It is extremely bright, spilling out of the vessel and illuminating a 10-foot diameter sphere plus 2 feet per level of the caster. The light lasts only 2 rounds before it dims. The light may blind those in the vicinity for 1 to 2 rounds. A successful dexterity check negates the effect, and for creatures with light sensitivity or the undead, the light burns for 1d8 points of damage per round. That would be adjusted to account for the corruption having a real bad time in light, but...
Yeah, that is definitely something that Vons would be into, but it feels like a bit of a... What if, Ian, I'll propose to you in front of the viewers.
Player agency, how dare you?
Yeah, like the idea that this be available as something that we've like earned and worked towards, and maybe give it a little bit more punch just for, well, like you've already expressed, they have a weakness towards this thing, but it's also like designed to defeat them specifically, or even cure them, or go towards curing them.
Yeah, I think this version would not be curative.
Yeah, maybe more incapacitative.
That could work.
Yeah, something of a real good stun. Medically induced coma.
That's a little hard to do within a grenade, as a general rule.
I keep trying it, and it just never quite seems to take.
People keep telling me you can't just fill a room with carbon monoxide. They have no vision. So there is a version. The vessel is simply open, the light flows out slowly, flowing out like a gas. The gas hangs in the air where it's released until it is moved or burned out. So that could be kind of a stun too.
And pretty effective on the right battlefield.
Yeah. So what I could do is I can develop this one more. Do you want it to be your spell, or do you want it to be something that's like available to you that you can pick up from?
No, develop it. It's not even in the world yet. It's something that Vons and the students have been working on for seasons now.
I think you explicitly were, yeah. But okay, so we'll make it so you can pick it up next time you go to the Jinkies and, you know, choose the right dialogue options and make sure you've given enough gifts to up your relationship score with the right people.
Yeah. And then I guess it might be a matter of having them manufactured or infrastructure for that or God knows what. I don't know. I'm sure you'll come up with something to, like, make it rational. That we've got enough of this stuff to help us through some challenges without going OP. Well, who knows?
No, I'm just going to have a massive structural oversight that results in all of you having like 100 of these strapped to you, just kind of toddling towards the enemies and throwing them out.
Just ammo belts full of them.
Yeah.
Well, anything can be balanced.
I like that optimism. Okay. So, Fonz, what's your last concoction?
What's my last concoction?
Yeah, because you have a slot left.
I do have a slot left, and it makes sense. Utility, defense, and attack make total sense. Purity of flesh would definitely fuck with wealthy, right? I'm not trying to
attack wealthy. I just love that name. It's ridiculous.
What is it?
Okay, the spell purifies the body of the being touched. It heals 5d8 lost hit points, and for the duration of the spell, it prevents any type of magical control of the person touched, as well as removing any type of curse and restoring all ability damage caused by said effects. Finally, it can restore any permanent level or ability drain the character has suffered. If the clerical version of the spell is cast on an undead creature, causes the creature to instantly crumble to dust. You aren't a cleric, so that probably won't work. And then creatures... If the hit dice is lower than those of the cleric, and then creatures with higher hit dice can make a strength-based save to resist its effects, and if they do, they'd only take 5d8 damage. Illusionists and druids get this one at level 9. Spell level 9. But yeah, you know, that actually opens a lot of questions about what happens if you touch the Shujuro body and cast that spell.
Yeah.
Because
it just makes it so wealthy is no longer welcome at the wheel.
Yeah... Or does it make it so that whether or not Sidro is attached, it can't control Wealthy in order to amplify her or whatever? I don't know.
That sounds bad. That sounds really bad. I don't want to experiment with Sidroa at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Not doing that. That's a wealthy decision at this point. Well, and I guess to some extent a Sidroa decision.
I can almost guarantee that this would not do anything to particularly benefit Wealthy and would at best mostly inconvenience her. She's not technically running the body.
She, like, gives encouragement, and then Sidroa doesn't seem to, you know, mind doing whatever Wealthy wants them to do.
Sidroa silently suffers through yelling about goo monsters.
Sidroa's like, I don't know, I kind of liked being a centaur.
Sidroa's like, hey, maybe don't complain about rescues you didn't like.
Yeah.
Right in for our Sidroa support campaign.
God, Sidroa is such a great character.
It's still saying she'd be great as a spider person, which is maybe getting a little bit closer to that IP we're trying to avoid being too similar to.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I would have a really hard time doing a campaign with a character who was essentially a drider.
What about a crab? It's a drone into a crab.
A crab?
I mean,
crab,
everything's evolving cool in that direction anyway.
Yeah, it'd be super chill. Yeah, I definitely think I would be down for crab.
Yeah, I'm pro crab.
It's gonna have Wealthy wake up one day. It's a drone. I went out and got a bunch of bones and stiff shit has become a crab.
Yeah.
That would rule, honestly.
Yeah.
Unexpected carcinization.
We'll propose that to her at the next meeting.
Suddenly, Weldroa is a hermit crab.
Okay, somebody start putting together the deck.
Okay, is that the one you're gonna get?
Blazers.
Yeah. What's your last one, Adam?
You've got a fracture and an anti-fracture here. Structural damage to an object, Castleton is a thing like a door, gate, prison bars, and begins chanting. Something about moisture in the area.
Yeah, that's weird. They give it physics reasons. So, this is a spell that inflicts structural damage to an object. The caster touches a thing like a door, gate, or prison bars and begins chanting, or in this case, just smear and goop all over it. Whatever moisture in the area begins to swell the object being touched. In the first melee round, the spell inflicts 1d4 hit points of damage. This damage rate doubles every third melee round as long as the caster continues to gesture and chant, or I suppose do whatever you're doing to make this catalyst work. Eventually, a long fracture line breaks the touched object. Doors and gates break in half, bars and stone walls crack, and bits fly all over. And the stuff about concentration doesn't matter because it's goo that you're putting on there. So you can break almost anything, give it enough time.
And dryness.
Yeah. It would have to be something that doesn't stretch very well.
I feel like the person who wrote this spell was like looking for a good lotion at the time.
It's very possible.
So I was considering this fire barrier situation because that seems a bit Vonzian. How much attack power do I get out of my existing fire attacks? I usually use like that flaming hand in the squirt gun, which kind of does cone of flame a bit.
Leave the flaming Yeah, the squirt gun flaming burning hands thing is 1d2 plus 1 per level. So you'd be rolling 11d2 plus 11 right now.
Yeah, which is going to average out to, what, 15, 26, roughly?
Yeah. And then your fireball does 1d6 per level, but that has the distinct advantage or disadvantage of being an AoE.
Yeah, and so that averages out to 33, maybe more. Pretty broad range on that.
Yeah.
And then fire shot, it looks like is like 68.
Just flat. I'm honestly not. Yeah. Okay. It has a really long range.
Long range. So it's like a snipery fireball situation. Yeah. But this is around 24-ish damage.
Well, yeah, but it can hit up to 300 feet away, and granted, fireball goes pretty far, but you have to launch it at your launcher. So this is much more like you essentially uncap it or use the sprayer at like just the right angle, and it just shoots out. And they get a save, but it's mostly good because it doesn't blow up all the things next to your target.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We
which out in the open we're not going to worry as much about. But yes, I do frequently have that concern.
And then for fire barrier, I was going to tweak it so that it covers more space but isn't mobile. Because this isn't really an instantiation of your will like the cleric version is. So I was going to make it so it covers more area.
So you can't just like walk towards enemies and be like, quit burning yourself, quit burning yourself. No,
but you can divide a good chunk of battlefield in half. Make it so if anyone wants to get near you, they're catching themselves on fire.
Oh, great. So now I've got a flaming enemy coming at me.
There are downsides. Maybe it'll make its dex save and it doesn't take the damage. Just leaps through dynamically. I can also look into more stuff. I didn't get as much time to build your new list as I'd like, so.
Yeah, and I'm looking for something that maybe isn't fire, too, because...
Okay, I will build out more stuff for you that is not fire.
Yeah.
Non-fire damage spell. Yeah, there's a lot in there. I just ran out of time.
I feel like I don't even know you anymore.
It's growing and changing. I mean, he's had a lot of... Someone who also freezes things to death.
He's had a lot of time to play with fire. Maybe he'd like to just melt something from time to time.
Fair but enough.
Without fire.
Yeah. Maybe, like, give it a really bad fungal infection.
I would actually...
And that's the episode.
I would genuinely prefer that not be the thing. Because of my squicks. Please. Please and thank you.
How do you feel about boiling water?
Fine. That's great.
Because there is a spell that is just you shoot boiling water at somebody.
Sounds great.
Jesus Christ.
That does really suck, too, because boiling water doesn't come off right away.
No, and it keeps going, even when you get it off of you.
Yeah. It has now accelerated the temperature of you.
It does as much damage as Fireball, and then they are blinded and can't see you for 1d4 melee rounds.
Fuck yeah.
And if they succeed at their save, they take half damage, but they're -2 to attack saves and checks for 1d4 rounds.
That sounds awesome.
Do you want to shoot boiling water at people, Vaughn?
Would that speed up his alchemy in any way?
It would not.
Because it doesn't set, like, maybe he could make soup faster.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll pour some more stuff out for you and I'll send it to you. How about that? I'll be sure to include boiling water strike.
Potion of immediately hot tea.
It's just a vacuum sealed thermos.
Hilarious.
I've discovered insulation. Don't tell anyone.
All right. I'll look some stuff up for you.
Sounds good.
And yeah. Okay. So let's all quickly go over what we did. Jesse, what did you get this level?
I got 7 more hit points. And my base to hit is now 10 instead of 9.
Grix, what did you get this level?
Ooh, Grix got no more hit points. Well, he got 1, and then it came away from him because of haste. I now can cast 6 level spells, 1 per day. And of that, I got Greater Shadow Evocation, which can mimic a whole bunch of wizard spells. I also learned Major Creation to create items to use, and Tongues to talk to people.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, talking to people. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning to negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
All right. OG Vons, what did you get?
OG Vons picked up a healing spell, the best of the healing potions so far. All kinds of healing. And a gummy rope, very much like the vending machine kind from childhood, but better. Also, 8 hit points.
Oh, yeah.
Was I supposed to do anything else? Was that it?
Your base to hit should also go up.
Oh, how do I do that?
Let me grab it for you. Let's see, you're level 11 now. Actually, for your class advancement, your base hit is still at +5.
As okay. It
was at level 10.
Oh.
You go up every 2.
Oh, that's fine.
Ish.
I imagine, being the fancy guy he is, that Cool Ranch flavored Vons is... got a better base to hit than OG Vons, right?
I see you haven't read the rogue list.
No.
Cool Ranch Vons is now at +4 bonus to hit.
Okay. Well, that still beats the plus 3.
Wow. That is so bad.
Well, he's also supposed to be like a higher level than this, but you know, it's fine. What does his hit die do?
You would have gotten additional d6, which I do think you rolled.
Well, didn't he level? Didn't he?
Oh, he leveled up twice. See, we've gotten two.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They did two.
Oh, the hit. Okay, so the hit that adds to the HP. The HP went up to 55 altogether. Yeah.
Is that for both of the levels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
It's fairly average rolling. Actually, better than average.
An amount related to average of rolling.
Yeah. Well, the physical rolling itself being done on a computer was perfectly average. The results were just a little better than.
Yeah. All right. Scanning real quick to see if anything else big changes at level 11 for you. I feel like it should, and that I can't read, but. Oh, there we go. Okay. So, oh, you're already ninth level, so that doesn't change. But your back attack does quadruple damage, so that's fun.
My what now?
Back attack. It's one of your sneak attacks.
I have no idea what that is.
You sneak up behind somebody and stab them. And then you do hella damage.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that'll come up and I'll just remember to attack from behind where possible.
Yeah. All right. So Kulvand gets additional base to hit and more HP. It looks extra cool. Okay. And last but not least, Grix Blades. Grix Steamboat Blades Willy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. That's my name. Don't wear it out. I noticed on this email that you sent me of Wheelman version 2 draft. Yes. It says hit dice D8 updated from D6. So does that mean I should re-roll all my hit dice?
Do you remember if you rolled D6s or D8s?
I rolled D6s. Pretty sure.
Apparently then. Okay. Oh wait, no, because I have notes that were specifically like, hey, here are the changes you should make that I thought we went over at the time. They aren't in that.
Okay.
I found them when I was looking for this stuff. I had you add plus one level to your HP to make it for the switch to D8s.
Okay. And, okay. All right. In that case, never mind then. But then also question on the screenshotted chart here, you use the D10 chart.
That is because I stole the progression list from Knights.
I see.
Just as the here's the reference point for experience and stuff. And like base to hit. Yeah.
Got
that was just me getting the rest of it.
Okay. In that case, I moved up to a plus. This can't be right. Plus 10 to attack. That seems insane. Okay.
That seems so high for you.
And I have 31 hit points, which is still ridiculously low. And I can now fight with my vehicle.
Yeah.
And I've added 4 upgrades to my squirrel suit, including 2x booster rockets, a slingshotty arm thing, sticky arm, like Vaughn's made, and wing scythes.
Wing scythes.
Scythes. Scythes.
Scythes.
Gotta hit that TH.
Mm-hmm.
And the C.
Also, because it's never come up in play, Grix does have, or Steamboat Willy does have, Inspirational Cool as an ability.
Mm.
When piloting a vehicle, you naturally look very cool. Give any allies within sight a bonus to attack equal to your charisma modifier. This lasts for one round per character level, and the ability can be used once per day.
Okay.
So he's sort of a bard.
I'm like if Tony Hawk was a fantasy character.
As if he were in a video game or something.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd have to know who he was, though.
Yeah, he looks like
Alan Tudyk. Two of us on this team know who he is.
Yeah, you have to know what he looks like. There's a whole thing of Tony Hawk not being recognized.
Oh, yeah.
And people, talk to him all the time about how he's unrecognized. They're like, Anthony Hawk? Were you, like, related to Tony Hawk?
Yeah, closely.
Yes, closely. Mm-hmm. There's a whole series.
Yeah.
There's a whole series of tweets from him.
Or like from kids like ribbing
from
him.
Like a whole decade.
Kids ribbing him. Oh, look at this old man on his skateboard. Hey, can you do any tricks? Yeah, a couple.
He's like, yeah, a couple. But then during the pandemic, he did get recognized with his mask on because apparently the nurse who was checking him in for something was like, oh shit, you're Tony Hawk. I played so much Tony Hawk Pro Skater and you were always talking in the background. And so because they recognized him from his voice.
Yes.
From he Tony talks Hawk in Pro the background? Skater. Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
It's probably one of the later games.
I think he did some like commentary sort of like sounding things on at least one of them. I mean, there were a bunch of them, so.
Cause yeah, it was always like Tony Hawk Pro Skater brought the concept of having just top 40, or like actual music, like actually, it's all actual music, but having like classic punk and hip hop and whatever music played over a video game.
Yeah.
Because nobody had put games on CDs.
It's the reason everyone has heard of Goldfinger.
Yeah.
This is just an awesome band in general, by the way. Highly recommend.
Yeah. Oh, no, they're very good. But yeah, with Superman. with that music available, who's listening to a vocal track or a commentary track?
I don't know. But, some people.
No, but it also makes sense. Clearly, that one nurse.
Yeah.
I was not a. I played a bunch of those games. I never found it.
There must have been something that, like, maybe they just I don't know, because he did also do like commentary just in general for skateboarding. X Games and shit.
Yeah.
Maybe they heard him there.
Maybe. Well, Tony Hawk, if you're listening, do you want to play?
Man, Tony Hawk, if you're listening, fucking come on this podcast.
We would be extremely happy to have you. No joke, seriously, that would roll.
I love you in a totally chill and normal way, and I would not be, I feel like I would not be weird if Tony Hawk was on our podcast.
Right? I feel like I could totally handle that. Just, hey, it's cool guy Tony Hawk.
Because we all talked about a lot of people that I could not handle being on a podcast with.
Yeah.
None of them come to mind at the moment, but...
No, no. If Kathleen DeVere hears us and wants to hang out, or is Cameron Louder one of them?
Explode if that happens.
Yeah.
We have a few. But all right.
We've been recording for so fucking long.
So on the note of Tony Hawk, we will wrap up. And cool. We'll pick up wherever the hell this is next time.
Yay!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed post. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Ian. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Not do a a warm up or
anything.
Well,
somebody's got to explain this noise. Oh, Chill did not do a
warm up exercise.
Yeah. The exercise, not the intro.
We got to do some kind of intro.
That's the new thing. The podcast with no intro. Just start talking.
If we stop talking, Ian can just do the normal intro.
No, I keep talking for like 3 more seconds so I can finish actually emailing this to Adam so he has copy.
It's also way funnier if we start the podcast completely awkwardly. It makes it more like ooh, it's a slice of life. They're looking in on us like a candid camera, but microphones.